So a couple of things here in the last hour. Again, Wandale Robinson is officially off to Kentucky. Not a surprise. Will continue to be popular around here. Watch a little bit more of Kentucky. What do you think the conversation was like when whoever was representing Wandale said, hey, he's looking for a new home. Kentucky, interested? I think Mark Stoops went streaking through the quad. Also, as I just want to reiterate this to George and to all of our NBA fans out there, Kyrie Irving fined $50K for his 5-day quarantine for breaking health and safety protocols. But he's good. He's back tomorrow night. He's going to play for the Nets. And the other significant thing that has been announced by the NCAA, somehow, some way, we're going to make it to March Madness. It has gotten really, really choppy over the last couple of weeks with postponements. Like we were talking in the crossover, it's been hard to follow college basketball this year because you don't know who's playing, when they're playing, because they don't have fans. Teams in the Pac-12 are playing in the afternoon. There's still some really good basketball being played. I think the really good teams in college basketball are starting to separate themselves. And you have Gonzaga in Tier 1. You have Baylor in Tier 2. Then you have that next tier, and maybe we go 10 to 12 deep of really, really good college basketball teams this year. But it's kind of all over the place. You don't know who's playing, when they're going to start back up again. It's almost like you have to have a scoreboard to figure out where everybody's going. But the NCAA, with no marquee games, like you don't have the marquee non-conference games to determine who's good this year. But I think I'm seeing the really good teams in conferences are separating themselves, and the teams that are bad are really bad. It's just going to be those, like the Big Ten. If the Big Ten's going to get 11 spots, who's the 9, who's the 10, who's the 11? But the NCAA has decided that they will put together the NCAA men's basketball tournament. They will debut the S-curve technique. They will pick this year's field focused on overall seed list, not geography. So, thinking, we got to keep teams close to home. You're all in the same state, essentially in the same city, mm-hmm. with the NCAA tournament. So, you may have the potential of rematches from college, from conferences.
Oh, wow.
But I think this is, I think this will strengthen the tournament at the top. It may limit you what you do at the bottom in terms of the 12, the 11s and the 12s and the 13 seeds. I think it'll benefit the teams that are at the top, but I like this idea. I imagine this will just be for this year. They won't continue it over to the next year, but they're going to do the S-curve in terms of how they will seed the NCAA tournament. So now bracketology people like Tim Kruger, they will have to work with their bracket, their mock brackets they do every week to figure out what their S-curve is. There is basketball. The lone basketball team playing this weekend is Blue. Nebraska, they are in Indianapolis. They will take on Butler. Butler is not like Butler of the past. They don't score very well. They are one of the worst offenses in all of college basketball. They're slow. They're methodical. They don't shoot very often. And now you're playing a team that likes to run up and down the floor. And if Creighton is shooting well, in a building in which they haven't had a ton of success, that game could get lopsided pretty quick. But this is not a very good Butler team. This might be one of the poor Butler teams that I can recall in a while. They don't score the basketball, and they don't shoot free throws very, very well. They are not only, I think, the 320th in the country in scoring. What did I see the other day when they were playing? I think they're like 330th in the country. They only make 61% of their free throws. So this Butler team looks nothing like any Butler team you have seen in the past. So that game's coming up tomorrow afternoon. I expect that to be a lopsided affair, considering how Creighton is playing and this makeup of this Butler team. All right, let's do football. We'll do it in the next hour. Brian Munson, Brian Christopherson will join us. We'll get their thoughts on the weekend, or the week that has happened for Nebraska. And we'll touch on Mitch Sherman again. Give credit to Mitch. Love Mitch. Mitch is really, He's one of the better ones that we get to work with in The Athletic. Got a chance to catch up with Jonathan Rutledge. He said some intriguing things about maybe what they should do with that position in the future and why it didn't work out. And then reminding us that just the bottom of the bottom, the fake punt executed by Illinois, there were only 10 players on the field for Nebraska when Illinois pulled it off. Why couldn't they find the 11th? Good question. No, that's real. They couldn't find the 11th person that was supposed to be on the punt coverage unit that day against Illinois. Ryan Munson from Rivals coming up next.